In today's prevalent culture, the institution of the family and faith are under attack. With absolute confidence in the grace and power of God, we at Forming Faithful Families, whose primary mission is strengthening families in the faith, have been inspired to put out into the deep, see Luke 5:4, to do our part to turn this tide. Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton, is a faithful and trustworthy weekly radio program in service to the new evangelization, saturated with scripture and containing teaching, reflections, anecdotes, and encouragement pertaining to our Catholic faith, with a substantial focus on marriage and family life faith formation.
Welcome to Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. I'm Jim Littleton. The theme of our program today, Healing in Accepting Others, Part 2. Then I'll share a story entitled The Spirit Works in Two Hearts by Venerable Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen, my hero. And we'll then transition into On the Cross and the Demonic. Let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, own us, possess us, teach us, move us, heal us, in Jesus' name. The love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Romans 5:5. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, let's talk about healing in accepting others. When we go through adversity, when we carry the cross, God gives us a healing kickstart to begin to accept others no matter where they are in their life's journey. You see, we have not walked in their shoes. We tend to be blind to our own shortcomings, but we can sure zero in on the faults of another from about a mile away and be ready to proclaim their faults and their sins from the rooftops. We all have a fallen human nature. Every one of us has a fallen human nature. And this is manifested in various ways. Not a single one of us is perfect. I'm not perfect. And I sure hope you will agree that you are not perfect. We are all a cross to our neighbor to some measure. Indeed, myself included, most definitely included. Yet, we must love even our enemies. Love your enemies and do good. Luke 6:35. On a purely human level, this is impossible, I admit it, but with God's ever-ready help, it can be done. And it must be done. For God, everything is possible. Matthew 19:26. And when we do fail, when we fall, we must pick ourselves up, shake off the dust, and try to love again. I, for one, have had to shake off a mountain full of dust in my lifetime, and the mountain is piling up to become a new Mount Everest. During the course of my illnesses, my family, friends, and even people I didn't know were tremendously supportive to me. I'm truly awestruck and grateful for all their help and prayers, which have been far-reaching. However, there have been times when I expected more from others than they had the capacity to deliver. I felt like they did not understand my cross completely. Of course they did not understand my cross completely. Only God, only Jesus can understand my cross completely. I seemed to expect an unattainable, infinite empathy and attention from others at times. But we need to remember that others are not God. Only God is God. The truth is that no one will understand and empathize with us that our loving God and Creator does. No one will understand and empathize with me completely. Only God has the capacity to do so. So we should not unduly place impossible expectations on others. We should not place impossible expectations on our friends and relatives. We should be grateful for the help and understanding they are able to generously offer. Each word, each act, every prayer they offer is supremely valuable. and may be very costly to them. We ourselves, even with the best of intentions, are only able to help others in a finite, limited way, because we are not God. God is God. It is true that some individuals are able to console us more than others. These special souls have a heightened understanding and empathy for others. These can often be family members who have journeyed with us through cancer or some other difficult adversity, some suffering, some pain. They're with us every step of the way. Or those we know or meet who have gone through a similar illness or cross can sometimes have a greater capacity to empathize with us. Because like fellow soldiers who have fought and suffered side by side through the horror of battle can identify with each other and love each other like no other, so do we empathize with others in the same battle as us on a deeper level. Only those who have been through what you have been through and are going through what you are going through can truly understand the cross which you and your family are carrying. But even those loved ones and those fellow soldiers will be dim in their understanding and capacity to help you compared to God, compared to your loving Father in heaven, as only He has the capacity to know and empathize with you completely. Yes, there is only one who really knows and truly understands you more than you know and understand yourself. He understands your pain. He's gone through it. He is the one who thoroughly identifies with each of us, with you, the one who suffered and died on the cross for you, taking on all of your sins and all of your infirmities. And yet, ours were the sufferings He bore. Ours the sorrows He carried. Isaiah 53:4. Our Lord Jesus is the one who we are truly and completely one with. He is the one who can give us absolute peace. He is the Lord Jesus, and His peace is there for those who are willing to receive this abundant gift. May we be grateful for the support and consolation of others, which is so necessary and helpful to us, but may we look only to Jesus for complete healing and peace. And may we keep in mind the following Bible verse, which seems to sum up everything we need. Two words, only Jesus. Only Jesus, Matthew 17:8. I'd now like to transition into sharing a story from Venerable Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen, my hero, my mentor in heaven, from Through the Year with Fulton Sheen, compiled and edited by Henry Dietrich, Dietrich, published by Ignatius Press. Page 186, entitled, The Spirit Works in Two Hearts. Douglas Hyde, who was the editor of the Communist Daily Worker, told me that he and his wife, who was co-editor, were one night listening to the Soviet Foreign Minister Litvinov on British wireless. Suddenly, she got up, shut off the wireless, and said, I don't think he wants peace. I think he wants war. He's just talking peace. Her husband said, don't talk that way. You're not talking like a communist. She said, I don't care what I'm talking like, but I don't think he wants peace. If you continue to talk that way, he said, I will report you to the party and you will be disciplined. Report me. I don't care, she said. Do you know what you're talking like, he said? You're talking as if you might become a Catholic. She said, I am. He said, so am I. Here were two people editing a communist newspaper, and the Holy Spirit worked on them separately and changed them until they were both brought into the church. Let's now switch to the theme on the cross and the demonic. I have branded you on the palms of my hands. Isaiah 49:16. Like every person, like every family, we have experienced crosses in the Littleton family. We don't claim that our crosses are the heaviest. We only know that they can be very heavy for us, as yours are heavy for you. Crosses have come in many shapes and forms for us, as I'm sure they have for you. They have not been easy. But thanks to God, we have been consoled by the reality of our crosses having a redemptive value, as yours have a powerful redemptive value. In and of itself, the cross would be worthless, a great loss. But the crosses, difficulties, crises, disasters, tragedies of our lives, all have the capacity to bear much fruit and culminate in our personal growth and purification, as well as in the overall redemption of mankind. What a privilege. Listen to this. Colossians 1:24. It makes me happy to suffer for you, as I am suffering now, and in my own body to do what I can to make up all that has still to be undergone by Christ for the sake of his body, the church. I share with you some of our crosses here in the hope that you will be encouraged that you're not alone in the experience of pain, sorrows, and difficulties in your life. Being convinced of the good that comes from the cross consoles us, empowers us, strengthens us. But God does not take away the pain of the cross. The cross is exactly that, a cross. In our family, we've suffered the loss of 5 children through various stages of miscarriage and stillborn. Maximilian Mary, Teresa Gerard, James Paul, Francis Xavier, and Joseph Faustina. Although these deaths have struck us deeply with sorrow, we are confident in the fact that this part of the Littleton team in heaven is interceding for us and for others as we complete our missions here on earth. And one of the primary missions I have entrusted to my team of children in heaven is to pray for this radio apostolate, forming faithful families in the station that you're listening to, and for you. Yes, for you. We'll take a short break and come back to talk more about On the Cross and the Demonic. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
Forming Faithful Families is now offering our 15-episode video series on DVD, filmed in stunning high definition with a free downloadable Small Faith Discussion Group program guide. We hope that you will consider purchasing, implementing, and promoting this video series at the personal and small group level. Forming Faithful Families is a faithful and trustworthy parish-based and small faith community program for marriage and family life faith formation in service to the new evangelization pertaining to the Catholic faith. Listen to this recommendation. Firmly grounded in the teaching of the Catholic Church, sacred scripture, and the wisdom of the saints, with this series, James and Kathleen offer a thirsty world a refreshing and satisfying drink. It also makes a great gift with eternal benefits for both the giver and the receiver. To order your DVD set today, visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988. That's formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988.
Faced with chronic lymphocytic leukemia, James Littleton came to more profoundly cherish what matters most, his relationship with God and his family. Through numerous courses of chemotherapy and an eventual bone marrow transplant, James was able to share his strong faith with God with others undergoing difficult times. Healed through cancer and other adversities highlights the principles this father of 19 relied on. James found many forms of healing that come through trials. Find consolation, encouragement, and helpful insights for your own struggles. Healed Through Cancer and Other Adversities offers inspiration and faith-building reminders of the God who offers so much that we may truly live. Seize hope to overcome your own difficulties in this uplifting account of one man's fascinating, self-reflective, and inspirational journey with cancer. Order your copy at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or request it from your local Catholic or secular bookstore.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We continue our discussion of On the Cross and the Demonic. May I share another cross with you? Another cross has been the frequent fatigue and various degrees of sleep deprivation that my wife Kathleen and I have experienced over the years. I assume that most parents can relate to this, but I personally find this a challenging part of life. Although we do our best to get enough rest, this often does not come about due to the many responsibilities that we have. But I will also personally admit that we should do a better job in achieving a balance with regard to various types of needed rest. Another cross that we have often experienced is that of being judged harshly by others, even by those closest to us. We do our best to presume the best about others, that they have our best interests at heart, or perhaps have insufficient or incorrect information leading them to make a negative judgment about the way we lead our lives, such as the number of children we've been blessed with. It does help us to be in contact with good people with similar values as a means of encouragement and perseverance. Having been misjudged by others does afford us with an increased ability to fight against temptations to judge or speak negatively of others. When feeling offended by others, it helps me to remember the plank, or better yet said, the redwood tree in my own eye. See Luke 6, 41-42. Then there has been the difficulty of parting with our children when they've left home. Although their leaving home is difficult, we support our children because we want what is best for them. And we know what is best for them is to follow God's will. This will make them happy in their lives here on earth as well as in eternity. And their lives will be most effective and fruitful by discerning and following our blessed Lord Jesus' will. One of our more crushing crosses, which we pray will bear great fruit in the mystery of God's plan, is the financial crosses we have suffered. Many years back, when our seventh child was 6 weeks old, I quit my job and started an insurance adjusting business, knowing that it would be extremely difficult to make sufficient income for our growing family working at a job for someone else. This started off reasonably well with God's help, but there were really only a couple of years at the beginning when we had surplus earnings. The business always seems to be up and down, but I'm exceedingly grateful for the gift of having it as a means of providing for my family, which is much more than many have. And we're grateful to God that our business is currently doing fairly well. As a matter of fact, quite well. For the most part, during our married life, Kathleen and I have lived on the edge, often on the verge of what would seem to be financial disaster. For the most part, we have lived day to day financially. In actuality, however, our primary savings account is overflowing. Our savings account and security is our trust in our Lord Jesus, who has never and will never let us down. And he will never let you down. In this savings account invested in our Lord Jesus, there is always everything we need for the day, which is as much as our Lord Jesus wants us to be concerned about. Do you doubt this? Well, listen to our Lord Jesus' words in Matthew 6:34. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. End of quote. Jesus is seeing to all that is truly best for us, all that is truly best for you, at every moment in every circumstance. In 2007, we lost our home through foreclosure, though it was replaced by the perfect home we now rent. And we always, by the grace of God, scrape together what we need to pay our bills each month and to pay for the home we live in currently. Even in the highly improbable event we ever ended up with the cross of being hungry and homeless, would that mean that we had made a mistake in cooperating with God to bring all of our children into the world? Of course not. We can never reduce the value of the human person to economics. Besides, when one believes in not only all that is visible, all that is seen, but also in all that is unseen, invisible, see the Nicene Creed, then the cross is no longer considered a failure. Though we may be somewhat poor at times, we live like royalty and have much more than most of the people on this planet. Someone recently told me something to the effect that I am the richest person he knows, referring to my faith and family, and he is right. Listen, we have Jesus, we trust in Jesus, and we have everything we need. And then came the cross to make all our other crosses look so much smaller. That is the cross of my leukemia sojourn. But I can assure you that my leukemia has also been a tremendous blessing for me, my family, and for you in the spiritual fruit that it has borne. Quote, here are we preaching a crucified Christ, a Christ who is the power and wisdom of God. For God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom, and God's weakness is stronger than human strength. 1 Corinthians 1:23 to 25. And quote, that is why there is no weakening on our part. And instead, though the outer man of ours may be falling into decay, the inner man is renewed day by day. Yes, the troubles that are soon over, though they weigh little, train us for the carrying of a weight of eternal glory that is out of all proportion to them. And so we have no eyes for things that are visible, but only for things that are invisible. For visible things last only for a time, and the invisible things are eternal. 2 Corinthians 4:16 to 18. I will tell you, St. Paul is my hero, and he says that we are preaching a crucified Christ, a Christ who is the power and wisdom of God. Yes, your outer man may be falling into decay like mine, but the inner man is renewed day by day. God assures us of this. Let's not be afraid to pick up our cross and to receive all the amazing blessings God wishes to pour out upon us through that cross. We'll be right back. I'm Jim Littleton, Forming Faithful Families.
You'll find a little bit of yesterday that will delight you today at the Family Hearth General Store, a nonprofit ministry of forming faithful families in historic Frankfort, Illinois. The 1870s style old storefront honors home, faith, and family life, featuring vintage wares and unique gifts for special family occasions. From Victorian replicas, vintage decor, quilts, candles, antique samplers, and jewelry, to unique books, hand-milled soaps, old-time candy, ice cream, and bottles of pop, you'll find a warm welcome here around the family hearth. A cozy fireplace, fresh gourmet coffees, and teas await your visit. So come, sit a spell. Find us on the main street of Frankfort at 119 Kansas Street, and be sure to visit the online store at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Like us on Facebook or give us a call at 708-334-1988. Thank you for listening to Forming Faithful Families. You listen to us to find ways to strengthen your family in the faith and to better live out your role as Catholic parents. Please help us help you. We appreciate your prayers and a donation to help support this program. Any donation will be a blessing. You can also become one of Forming Faithful Families partners with a monthly donation. It's easy. Visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com and click on the donate link. There you'll find our mailing address to send a check, or use the PayPal button to make a secure donation. You can even call Forming Faithful Families to make a donation at 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988.
Forming Faithful Families is a 501(c) charitable organization. Click on the donate link at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. See and support the entire scope of our ministry. Help us help you with your prayers and a donation as we're Forming Faithful Families.
We would like you, our listeners, to know that James and Kathleen Littleton of Forming Faithful Families are available individually or as a couple nationally as speakers. They offer talks, retreats, and workshops on a variety of Catholic themes. James and Kathleen can be reached with questions or speaking engagement requests at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. Visit their website at www.formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We continue our discussion of On the Cross and the Demonic. So yes, with regard to the cross, the troubles that are soon over, though they weigh little, train us for the carrying of what? For the carrying of a weight of eternal glory that is out of all proportion to our crosses. So we need have no eyes for things that are visible, but only for things that are invisible. For visible things last only for a short time, and the invisible things are eternal. And, quote, if they experienced punishment as men see it, their hope was rich with immortality. Slight was their affliction. Great will their blessings be. God has put them to the test and proved them worthy to be with him. He has tested them like gold in a furnace and accepted them as a holocaust. When the time comes for his visitation, they will shine out as sparks run through the stubble. So will they. Wisdom 3:4-7. Listen, others may see you as experiencing punishment. They may see you as a sorrowful case. They may see me as a sorrowful case, but our hope is rich, rich with immortality. Because slight is our affliction in this world, but great will our blessings be. If you're suffering, if you are experiencing pain and adversity, well, God has put you to the test in the sense that he is proving you worthy to be with him. He has tested you like gold in a furnace, and he has accepted you as a holocaust. And when the time comes for his visitation, when your life ends here on earth, you will shine out as sparks through all eternity. Praise Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. No, without a shadow of a doubt that God is with you. He is in command. All is going to work out for the good and for his glory. Count on this, even as this involves some passing suffering and troubles for us. What a great opportunity we have to recognize our dependency on God when the cross comes into our life. And we have an opportunity to grow in trust in him and be assured. You are so good at heart. Why? Because God, your Father, made you that way. You are his masterpiece. All will be well. Count on it. We have Jesus, so we have everything. Everything. On our next program, we will continue our discussion of On the Cross and the Demonic. Contact us at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Call us at 708-334-1988. God love you.
You have been listening to Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton. Visit their website, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Email them at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988. 1988.